Hollywood rolls out the red carpet tonight to honor TV's best. The 75th annual Emmy Awards airs tonight on Fox, coming up at 8 o'clock.
And joining us live with the preview, WTOP Entertainment reporter and editor Jason Fraley. Jay Fray, but first, we have our calendars confused here. Why are the Emmys on this random Monday in January? Isn't this kind of late?
Yeah, I agree. And it's because it was pushed back because of the dual strikes in Hollywood last year. It was supposed to be in September, and this is the first time it's been postponed since 9/11. So a pretty big shakeup here. And we just had the Golden Globes like a week ago. So it's almost as confusing as that Jeff Claybaugh Rubik's Cube that you were just talking about. But yeah, it is going to be really confusing because, last week the Globes honored season 2 of The Bear, but tonight the Emmys are considering season 1 of The Bear. Last week, the Globes honored season 3 of Only Murders in the Building. Tonight, the Emmys will be season 2 of Only Murders in the Building. It's so weird. I can't wait till now that the strike's over, we get back to, the Oscars this time of year, and then we can honor TV in September like usual. I think it will reset next year.
Well, Jason, let's start with some of these predictions. What about for Best Comedy? We just heard Ted Lasso there, one of my favorites. Where do you think this is going to land?
Yeah, so Ted Lasso has won the last 2 years the top comedy prize at the Emmys. But I think it will actually be, this time, I think it will be The Bear, which I've been saying on the radio. I've invented this phrase called genre gerrymandering because we got politics going on with Iowa. I don't know if it's really, The Bear's more of a stressful drama about being in the kitchen trying to get the food ready and they're all shouting at each other. It's great TV, don't get me wrong, but I'd rather see it competing for best drama where I could actually win. But anyway, I do think that will be the prediction. And then maybe you'll get, your Abbott Elementary Quinta Brunson for best actress, and maybe Jason Sudeikis Ted Lasso, maybe against Jeremy Allen White for best actor. But in terms of the overall prize, I think it's going to be the gerrymandering of the Bear. But great show. Love the show.
What about your handicapping of best drama in those categories?
Yeah, so Succession's won 2 out of the last 3 seasons, and I think it will win here for its swan song for its final season, season 4. I expect Sarah Snook and Kieran Culkin to repeat. They just won at the Globes last week. I think they'll win at the Emmys again tonight. Although I would be really pleasantly surprised and happy if Pedro Pascal or Bella Ramsey won for The Last of Us, the zombie show on HBO. It's a newcomer, so I always sort of root for those new shows to come in and win, but they usually take a few seasons before they actually honor them. It'll be a coronation again, probably, for Succession, but I did see Nick Offerman on Best Guest Actor in the non-televised, like the Creative Arts Emmys or whatever they did. His episode of The Last of Us was the best, as that, the gay survivalist in that one sort of standalone bottle episode was so good. But anyway, it'll be Succession and The Bear, I think, and then Beef will take limited series. That's my picks.
Any surprises at all before we let you go?
Gosh, if Jury Duty somehow shocked for best comedy, that would be surprising. But it was kind of an interesting show with James Marsden, like a Joe Schmo show or Truman Show. That would be kind of fun. But I don't really see it happening. But why not? There's your upset pick. I doubt it'll happen. But you asked me, so there you go.
Okay, Jason, looking forward to your review tomorrow morning after everything shakes out. Appreciate it.